Welcome to our podcast, Why Are You Worried About It? We are on a journey towards a better you. I'm Lindsay Bush. I am the HR director at Country Crossroads Counseling.
And I'm Susie Arbo. Welcome to the show. I'm a licensed professional counselor and the owner of a private practice called Country Crossroads Counseling, where we truly just want to help people continue to grow as humans and be their best version of themselves.
Yes. We are so excited you're here.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we always want to keep kind of focused on in this podcast is how can we better your lives? How can we better our lives? And, you know, there's no perfect out there. There's no, you know, I feel like miracle life, it kind of is what it is. And so just we want people to learn how to, you know, think healthier, to be genuinely themselves and really just focus on living their best life.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about how we really want to reach people, the mental health crisis right now after the pandemic. I know that's the trigger word. We hate saying it. Nobody wants to talk about it anymore, but there is such a need. And if there's one thing that came good from it is definitely people are just, they're willing to now step up and say, hey, I need help. And so we're in a really great slash scary place because there's a lot of people out there that need help. And I know when we've talked about what do we want to focus on? What are we trying to do with this podcast? What's our purpose and our goal? Really, it's we see just in our personal private practice that the need is huge. And how can we help everybody out there that is wanting help? But right now there's just not enough people to really help them. So what are some things people can do at home and on their own, really? Because it is a personal journey, whether you're with one-on-one with somebody else or something you want to do on your own. So there's a lot of things and tools that you can do. And so I think that's one of our goals is to definitely help teach people some things they can take home and use in their everyday lives.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, being a therapist all these years, one of the things that I've really just come to experience myself and then just also sit with my clients in is just your life is really as good as the quality of your thoughts. You know, our thoughts are the one voice that we hear more than anybody else's ever. And so just making sure that we are in a good spot with our thoughts and really being able to change our thoughts when they go down that negative road. And, you know, since the pandemic, we have had more people reporting in the United States that they've been more stressed out than ever before. And so I think that was kind of one of the topics that we wanted to focus on today is just what do you do with all of this stress? And, you know, if we were just right now to list out some of the things that are stressful, Lindsay, what would you say is stressful, you think, in the average human's life?
Oh, gosh. Lots of things. Relationships, I think definitely in many different forms, not just the ones that you think of, you know, like a spouse or a partner, but definitely your relationships with your peers, your coworkers, your kids. That's a big one. Finances, it's stressful. It's a hard time we're living in and getting through a lot of these things. Sometimes you feel are out of your control, maybe or things, but you have to deal with it. It's everyday life. We got to pay bills. We got to keep going, got to go to work. So there's a lot of things that really are stressing people out. But I will say, I learned from a very good friend of mine, Miss Susie Arbo, that stress isn't always bad. Stress is okay. You know, you want to be stressed. That means that you're passionate and you're doing things and you're moving and you have a purpose. So I definitely feel like stress is such a scary word to some people, like, oh, I'm so stressed. Are you, or are you just excited? Or is there something that you're working towards that you really want to do and you're excited about? And that's a good thing. Stress isn't always bad. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I love that you brought that up. It really is a perception and it's all about how you choose to view it. And you can use it for the good. You can use it to challenge you, to motivate you, to meet your goals, all of those things if you choose to. But we all know people that, you know, they run around and they do life and literally they're so stressed out and you can feel their energy, you know, because energy is contagious. You can feel people's, you know, vibes from them. And, you know, our younger generation always say, you know, I'm vibing with this room or I feel the good vibes and whatnot.
Doesn't it make you want to stop and say, why are you worried about it?
It totally does.
It does me like, why are you worried about it? You're doing this to yourself. Do you have to go to every PTO meeting that you're volunteering for or doing all these extra things? Like, I feel like sometimes people create the stress in their lives and don't want to step back and take ownership of it. and say, you know, I don't have to do all of these things that I'm telling myself I have to do.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where it comes into like priorities in your life, you know, like what's super important to you. And because there's a million things that you could say yes to, and then you put a lot of things on your calendar, and then all of a sudden that's stressful, right? So yeah, so having those things in line can be huge. But you brought up you know, some of the things that are kind of the top stressors, and I travel all over the place speaking to different groups and different schools, and I always have this part in my presentation where I have them scan a QR code, and literally, so the people in the audience will scan the QR code, and it says what's stressing you out, and then they get to type in, and it goes into a word cloud. And literally, the top three things that people always say is money, finances. You know, whether you have $1, you have $1 million, it's stressful, right? Relationships. You hit the head on the hammer there for sure. And also work. Their work. Life balance and just the stressors that go along with work. So those are some of the things. So we kind of wanted to do a little exercise that we do personally in our lives. We do it professionally. We do it with our crew when we do our company trainings. So if you right now are listening and you have something to write with, I want you to write it down or even put it in the notes in your phone. We all have our phones. Or if you're driving, please do not. Yeah, you can do this one just mentally in your head. Please don't do anything crazy there. But just go ahead and kind of rapid fire, and just for yourself, write down or jot down anything that might be stressing you out. Personally, professionally, anything. Go ahead and write. I'm gonna do it too. Lindsay, are you doing it?
I'm definitely doing it. I do
Okay.
that every time you talk people into doing it because it's funny how your stressors change too. So
They totally do. Yep.
it's also funny how your stressors stay the same. I feel like I write the same ones down, and then there's always one or two extra in there, like, oh, that's new this week or today.
That's right. Okay. Well, hopefully you have just like a couple. Sometimes when I do this exercise, people say, okay, I need another sheet. Can I have another sheet of paper to write down? Because there's so many. But as long as you have about three or so, like that's enough to work with. So now what I want you to do is I want you to think about, are those stressors, are they in your control or are they out of your control? And if they're in your control, I want you to just write a little plus sign by them. And if they're out of your control, I want you to write a minus sign by them. And just so you know, there might be some that are both. Some things that are in your control and out of your control.
Two of my three are both, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty common. It's pretty common. Okay. Now, the final piece to this is. And I'm just going to give a little disclaimer to this. In therapy, we practice what we call solution-focused therapy. And solution-focused therapy is an amazing type of therapy. Really, what we do is the client comes in and they talk about their problem just for a little bit. Like we just give them a couple minutes, talk about what's going on in your life, why, what brings you to therapy. And then what we do is we kind of pivot and we shift gears. And then what we really want to focus on is what solutions can we try to make this situation better? And so then we kind of just hone into, okay, what can we try this week? What are some things you have tried in the past that haven't worked? And it really just kind of shifts the person's perspective to say, oh my gosh, I don't have to just keep thinking about this over and over again. I can actually do something, which is so powerful. So right now we're going to ask you guys, and of course we're going to do it too because we're always growing and learning, but we want to figure out how can we be solution focused on these stressors. So what can you do? I'm going to give you a minute just to write them down or think about it if they're in your control. Okay, now Lindsay, now I'm really curious. Okay. When you look at your solutions of what you can do for your particular stressors, how does that make you feel?
Hopeful. Honestly, it really does. It makes, I don't know, looking at them, I have to talk myself off the ledge too, because sometimes you, like, I go back to SMART goals. I love a good SMART goal. And when you think about like what you're doing with these goals that you're, what are you really trying to do? And you don't have to climb to the top of the mountain today. Like, so setting a basic step that I know I can check off the list. I know that I'm this, if I look at it as a big hole, it's out of control and there's no way I'm going to tackle it all today. But if I can do the one little step to move in that right direction, and so it makes me feel so much more hopeful. Like, it doesn't drown me in the terror of, oh my gosh, it's never going to get done, or I don't know. I don't know. Hopeful is definitely my word of the day.
Yes. And does it ever make you just feel better knowing that you're like progressing in some way or like you're
Absolutely.
actually doing
Yes.
something about it? Because sometimes I feel like as humans, we literally we think, you know, and then but we never like put anything to action. So even just having a plan can really make us feel better. And that is like a beautiful thing, you know, and the quality of life we want to feel better.
Yeah, and I think people love to bask in misery sometimes. Sometimes, especially when you get together with groups of friends or whatever, and you talk about, oh, well, this is horrible and this is terrible. And then you kind of all can feel like, oh, your camaraderie and misery. And it's like, really, what are you doing though? And I know sometimes in some of our team meetings, some of our big important meetings we have, it's like, okay, we can beat a dead horse for 20 minutes talking about how terrible something is, but I love you're great about it and I'm trying to learn and get better at it to stop and say, okay, we know that this is a problem. We can talk about it 80 different ways, but what are we going to do about it? Huh, why are we worried about it? I'm just going to keep
Exactly.
bringing that one up today.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's kind of the whole theme of this is this podcast is all about what should we be worried about in life and what shouldn't we be worried about in life? Because there's a lot of there's over 80% of things that will never happen, that will never be, you know, as bad as we think that they'll be. And so I think just giving people kind of hope that their quality of life can be more in the moment and whatnot. I kind of keep thinking about the five rule too. You know, the five rule is this stressor going to be something that is still going to bother you in 5 minutes, in 5 hours, in 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years? And if long term, it's really not going to be a huge thing in your life, it probably isn't something that you should be stressing about, you know? And I think sometimes we might, you know, get hurt by a friendship or something. And in that moment, we feel like it's intentional, but usually nothing is done, you know, intentionally. People just are kind of doing the best they can and maybe it offends you, but and then we get kind of hung up on it. Have you ever done this, Lindsay? Where and
Oh
then you just
yeah.
think about it, and it's really a 5 minute problem. And the next day you're like, why was I worried about it?
Why are you worried about, why are you stressing about it? And then it also, it makes, takes me back to, I know we've done another podcast on it, but the thought stopping, the negative thoughts, like you got, you know, it really being more aware of those things. And even when you're trying to set these goals, if you keep catching yourself going to the negative route, there's ways to work around those things and there's tools that you can put in place. So definitely check out the thought stopping one that we've got if you haven't yet.
Yep. So kind of circling back around to this stress activity, I encourage people to do this whenever they are feeling kind of overwhelmed, they're feeling just like it's too much, and just literally get a pen and paper out or type it on notes on your phone and just start writing, and you will notice just that getting it out of your head onto paper or just out of your body is literally one of the best coping skills we have as humans. Because sometimes when we just shove things under the rug over and over and over again, that's when things build. And when we're not processing and we're not figuring out what we can do about them, that's when things can get really, really hard for a human. So I just encourage you use this. I do it several times a week and it's just super helpful for me. Some people like to journal. It's kind of the same thing, but this is just kind of a neat little exercise. So we call that our little stress activity. We should probably come up with a better name
I
for it.
know.
There's got to be something out there.
Yeah. If anybody, if anything clicked with you, let us know if you had a good, we like a good catchy phrase for things. So.
We do. We do. And another activity we kind of talked about, just kind of throwing it in because they go just hand in hand together, is, you know, good old the circle of control. And if you Google circle of control, literally there'll be like 1,000 images that pop up. This is a really great technique. I didn't learn about it until I was a therapist, and then I use it all the time with my clients. I use it in my own personal and professional life. And if you look at who really gets credit for it, a lot of times you'll see good old Stephen Covey. You know, he's just a legend as far as in the personal development and self-development in that field, but his name pops up quite a bit, so we'll give him credit today for it. But really what it is, you draw a big circle. So if you've got a piece of paper, draw a big circle, and if you don't have one, just go ahead and visualize it. Lindsay, you want to tell him the rest of what you do with it?
Yes. So in the circle of control, you basically, and I love this, and I remind myself all the time because I'll start complaining about something and it's like, okay, what can I actually do about it? What is the thing that I can control in this situation? So in the big circle, you're going to write down all of the things that are stressing you out
That are in your control,
in the circle.
that yeah, are in the circle. So literally, if you think about your reaction to things. If you think about, how you use your time, that's in your control. I like to think about, even just like what you say. We learned the thought stopping one day. And so literally you can't control that first thought that pops in your head, but you can control the second. So are you going to change your thoughts to make them healthier and better? Like those are all things that are in your control. And what's outside of the circle is literally things that you as a human have zero control over. And I like to tell people, I usually kind of let them guess, like, what are some things that are out of your control? And what comes to mind for you?
Other people's emotions and feelings. It's
Other
a big
people.
one.
And isn't it so crazy in life, like how we rely so much on other people, like to bring us happiness, or they, if they make us sad, whatever, but like they're completely out of our control. Like we have zero say so in how they behave and what they do. Also, the weather, right? We're located in Missouri and it's crazy. It's crazy whether it can be 50 degrees one day and 10 the next and then 75 the next and a tornado today, So it's all sorts of different things. The weather, certain events that happen in life, sometimes maybe if you're going through a breakup of a relationship or a divorce, sometimes those just happen and they're completely out of your control because of, different people or choices or whatever happens. What else can you think of that's out of our control?
Well, like you said, the things like pandemic, like big natural things, like you can't control it. It was misery for so many people, but literally you can't do much about it besides keep your family safe and things like that. But there's so many things you can complain about it all day, but what's it really going to do? And it's going to stress you out and it's going to create more. So I remember having to make it more of a fun experience for me and my kids, being at home and do some of those things. And now I look back at it now that we're through, and I know there's still people struggling, but now that we're through the most of it, and some of those memories are really great memories that I'm never gonna regret, playing those games with my kids and letting them help me make lunches and things. So I don't know, it's different how you can perceive things in the moment. And then when you look back on it, things can change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also feel like the economy right now is out of our control. I mean, prices of things and people just aren't making enough sometimes to pay for all the groceries and all the meals out and everything like that. And politics is an election year. I'm not even getting into that at all, but I just know that it is stressful for people and it's completely out of our control. Like we can vote and we can have our little piece that is in our control, but that's about it. So, I just love this ex exercise because it kind of helps me that when I feel my thoughts drifting outside of that circle, that I can like basically say to myself, Susie, it's so out of your control. However that person responds is up to them. And then just gently guide your thoughts back into, hey, what is in that inner circle? And then that can be empowering to say, hey, I do have a say so in this. How I respond to this or how I spend my time is in my control. So it's just a really beautiful exercise. And again, it's one of those things, if you're feeling overwhelmed, go ahead and draw that big circle out and then just go ahead and write in your control or out of your control. And it will just really give you a peace of mind and really help you enjoy the moment. But well, I think this is a great spot to kind of wrap up. And I know I have so enjoyed kind of processing and talking through some of these things with you. And I, our goal is it for it to be helpful for everybody that listens.
Yeah, and I know I will say it 1,000 times. I don't know how many times I've done most of these exercises with you, and I've never once been like, "Oh, I've already done this. Oh, this is silly." Like I get something every time I actually do it. Like make myself like, "Yeah, I know how to make the list and the pluses and the minuses," but if you just tell yourself, "Oh, you already know," but you don't actually work through it, it really is helpful. Like it's one of those things that is in your control that you can do. If you're in a moment and in a spot where you're struggling and maybe you're on a wait list or trying to get in to get help, or maybe you just don't want to actually go in, these are things you can do at home. You can work on yourself. So,
Yep.
and I think us being, that's part of our, why we want to be on this journey with you. We want to help you and help ourselves, because that's I know it's a big goal of mine. I want to be better every day.
Absolutely. We sure do. So we just want to thank everybody for listening today to Why You Worried About It, A Journey to a Better You. And we are so happy to be on this journey with you. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website if you want to message us at any time or shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. Our Facebook, we are Country Crossroads Counseling, and our website is countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Check us out. We do events all the time as well. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.